Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're into September and always lots of things going on in the fall. Fall is a busy time of year. And we do have, of course, Bras for the Cause coming up, and that's October 10th.
Yes.
So we'll have another opportunity to talk about that.
Of course we will.
I will ask you, though. Of course, obviously, people can be designing their bras.
We certainly hope they are right now.
Yeah, but what's the deadline for that?
The deadline is the week of the event, on Monday and Tuesday before the event for turning them in.
So we have about a month. Plenty of time.
Got about a month to get that done.
We'll talk more about that going forward in the future. We had talked last time. We were looking ahead a little bit, so we'll just touch on this briefly. But coming up, September 13th to the 15th, that's a weekend, Friday to Sunday, Noises Off by the Greenville Theater Works folks. And the Greenville Theater Works is something relatively new, and they're bringing a local theater back.
Yes. It's the brainchild of Kevin Banks and Pip Bigford. And it's been a lot of fun to see this is the third play for season one. It's their most ambitious one to date. Because it involves this massive set that's on a turntable. If you've never seen Noises Off, it is funny as it can be. And a lot of people maybe aren't familiar with it, but it is just, it's one of my very favorite plays.
Very wild. It's almost manic. It's just.
Yes, the first act is this play.
Makes you tired.
It's a comedy. And you see the play as it unfolds. In the second act, they turn the whole set so that all you're seeing is the backside,
backstage.
And you see what's going on backstage while what appears to be a normal play is going on out front.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's gut-busting laughter.
An enormous amount of energy expended.
You know, and just, a lot of physical comedy.
A lot of slamming doors and running back and forth, and you're tired almost just
watching. Yes, it is so worth going to see.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And it's in the Municipal Auditorium.
Yes.
That's a big room for that play, but
what they do in that case is they don't sell the side seats.
They pretty much focus,
although it's general admission. But what they do is they try to focus people more toward the center, so that you get a good view, and you've got great acoustics in there, so you can hear
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Coming up September 19th, North Texas Giving Day, and this radio station certainly benefits from North Texas Giving Day, and all kinds of organizations are participating. Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum, Boys and Girls Club, Hunt County Shared Ministries, FISH, which is important in taking care of people that are in need in Hunt County. But I wanted to you mentioned specifically CASA for Hunt County is having an event that day.
Yes. You know, a lot of people are encouraged, as I know you know, to have events in conjunction with North Texas Giving Day just to help raise awareness. And so CASA is going to have, I guess you could call it, a party on the patio at Land and Winery from 4 to 8 on North Texas Giving Day. And it happens to also be downtown,
the third Thursday,
thank you, at downtown Greenville, which is when the stores are open a little bit later. And so they're hoping that maybe it'll all kind of conjoin beautifully.
I think it will. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. So that's Thursday, September 19th, 4 to 8 p.m. CASA for Hunt County is an open-air event. And Luke Wildman, the popular local country performer, will be performing there. CASA, I should say, for disclosure, my wife is involved with CASA, the court-appointed special advocates.
Such a great group.
Did a lot of work with foster children and looking out for their interests. So.
Yes.
And as we say, then, we're working from Pud's newsletter here, which you can look at, and a lot of other local organizations benefiting.
Yeah, it's like a 5 or 6 page long thing when you print it out. And it's always so hard, I know, for you to pick which events to highlight. So anybody that wants the newsletter can go to my Housewarmers of Greenville Facebook page. And the very top posting there is a way to subscribe to it.
Yeah, and that's a great idea to subscribe. And then you mentioned the third Thursday where the stores in downtown Greenville stay open later to get people to come down and see what's going on down there. I did notice there's another new Mexican restaurant opening up in downtown Greenville. Did you see that the other day?
No, I didn't.
I think it's down on the west end of Lee.
Oh, so, great.
Seems like you can't go wrong with Mexican restaurants in
Northeast
Texas.
No, you can't. And the truth is, there is not one in downtown Greenville right now. So
that's
great.
Yeah. So there's some others in Greenville,
but
not in downtown Greenville.
Right.
So there's a little niche there. So
good. Yes.
Yeah, I believe I saw that. In fact, they may already be open, if not very soon. And then we have talked about also the new event in Greenville this year, which is called the Lee Street Jamboree, September 21st and 22nd. And this is taking place of Rally Round Greenville.
Rally Round Greenville, yes. And this is actually going to go from a Friday night event to a Friday and Saturday event, because it's also tied in with the Cotton Patch Challenge, which is the big bike rally that's been going on for over 20 years. They're going to have live music on Friday night. It's a street dance with Grupo Stampede, which is a Tejano band. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, they've got a group called Live 80. They're going to have all kinds of the usual events. But I have to tell you something about my very favorite event they're going to have, which is the 200-meter mosey.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that before.
Yes, now 200 meters is two blocks.
Yeah. And don't you say there's a stop along the way for coffee and donuts?
Absolutely, there is. And just in case you can't make it all the way to the end. That is my style of race.
A lot of folks will find that very much to their liking. So that's the Lee Street Jamboree. It's Friday and Saturday, right?
Yes,
September 21st,
that's right. Yes.
And the 22nd. And as you say, the Tejano band down there, it'll be lively. They're on the Friday night Grupo Stampede. So as always, lots happening in the fall.
Yes.
In Northeast Texas. And as we say, next time you're in, we'll talk about Bras for the Cause.
That sounds great.
All right, good. Put, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You bet. Thank you.
Put Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.